The Central African Republic is in free fall, according to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. His comments came in a statement to the Geneva-based Human Rights Council, which on Monday held a special session on the CAR, where speakers called for greater efforts to prevent an all-out sectarian conflict. The crisis in the CAR began more than a year ago, following attacks launched by a mostly Muslim rebel coalition known as the Seleka. Recent clashes between former Seleka and Christian militias known as Anti-Balaka have added to the displacement. For UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, the Central African Republic is facing a crisis of epic proportions which requires immediate action. His message was read by Michael Müller, Acting Director General of the UN Office at Geneva.
The CAR is in free fall. Public service institutions have collapsed. Security services have disintegrated. Fear has enveloped the country. The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and other UN entities have documented unspeakable and widespread human rights violations. These appalling abuses have divided Christian and Muslim communities that for decades have coexisted peacefully as neighbors and friends.
Those appalling human rights abuses include executions, attacks, torture, sexual violence, and looting. Navi Pillay is the UN Human Rights High Commissioner.
I urge the international community to increase its support to the Central African Republic for prompt restoration of security and state authority throughout the country, the promotion of the rule of law, and the realization of economic, social, and cultural rights. A more robust response to the crisis is urgently needed in the Central African Republic to protect civilians, prevent further violence, end impunity, and promote reconciliation.
UN figures show that the fighting has displaced more than 930,000 people in the CAR, while more than half the population is in need of humanitarian assistance. The country's ambassador in Geneva, Leopold Ismail Samba, welcomed the concerns shown by the international community. However, he called for greater focus on basic needs for citizens and the country.
Le droit de logement, le droit à la nourriture.
Indeed, the right to housing, to food, to health and to protection are also human rights. So beyond the current concern, my country more than ever needs to have a functional administration with operational hospitals, open schools, a police force that ensures safety on the street, and a restructured army that can ensure the security and defense of its territory. We need a comprehensive approach, even a Marshall Plan, if we want to save the country and avoid the gangrene spreading to other countries in the sub-region.
Ms. Pillay, the UN Human Rights Chief, said the Security Council's establishment of an International Commission of Inquiry will send a strong message to those who commit abuses in the Central African Republic. Last week, her office dispatched an advance team to the CAR and neighboring countries to prepare for its deployment. Deanne Penn, United Nations.